Welcome to the Living Savior Church. Praise the Lord. We love Jesus here. Jesus loves us. He's a great and mighty God. He's a miracle-working God. He's a God of judgment. He's a God of patience. He's a God of mercy. And He's a God that'll put you to the test. That's the part we don't like, isn't it? I don't like to be put to the test, Lord. I have all the patience I need. Oh, yeah, He says. Let's see if you do. Oh, every time I talk to somebody in church, you know, that has a problem. And, of course, everybody in church has a problem. I don't care who they are. Oh, me. And you talk to a mother. She's got a problem with her son. Or you talk to a daddy and he's got a problem with his daughter. You know, I said, gee, I know I'm the only man in church that must have a rebellious daughter. I said, yep, you're the only one. Only one, you know. And then you turn and you meet the next person and they got the same problems. Only they got three of them like that. And so, you know, that's amazing how we in the church have got our problems, our trials, and our tests. You know, but if we everything went great, just think, if everything went perfect every day and your children were all serving the Lord and your grandchildren, if you were that old, you were all serving the Lord and you had a beautiful, nice car to drive and it was paid for and the insurance was paid up on it and you had a beautiful home and it was paid for and the insurance was paid and you had enough money in the bank to make the payments to the government at the end of the year to pay all your taxes and all this stuff, and then you just had another 10 or 20 or 50,000 sitting out there in the bank just to do nothing with, you know, you could think, who needs God, right? I mean, everything's going great. Who needs God? You know, that's why we don't have all that, because every time we have all of that, you know, we get to the point where we think, well, you know, who, I mean, maybe I don't need God. Maybe I am doing all of this. And, of course, as soon as we get to that point, the Lord says, whoop. You've gone over the hill now. I'm going to humble you just a little bit here. I'm going to do this to you or that to you or whatever. And He will. So it's amazing, you know, the trials and tests that we go through. So, you know, I want to tell you, you know, you're going to have them. You know, get used to it. You know, it's a natural way of life. Having trials and tests, but the King promised to be with you through all those trials and tests. And, you know, you look back over your life and you think, you know, why did I worry about that? Why was I even concerned about that? He come through for me. You know, everything worked out great. You know, and, you know, you'll have your trials and tests. You'll live over them. You know, and so, you know, when somebody said, well, you haven't had any trials like I have. Oh, yeah, I've had mine. You know, and I'll have more. I know I'll have more. I can think back where some of you are right now. I can think back years ago whenever I was flying as an airline pilot, you know, and I mean, I'm flying big jets all over the world. That, if some of you don't know, that's a pretty good paying job, you know, and you get a lot of time off and everything. And wow, I mean, I had everything I needed, you know, but guess what? I spent every nickel every month. You know, I mean, so many people live like that. Makes no difference whether you make $100 a month or $1,000 a month or $10,000 a month, you know, until you learn how to manage, you spend every nickel you get every month. And sometimes a few nickels beyond what you have, you know, because you got a credit card and you say, well, I know I'm going to have a $1,000 check come in next week, so, you know, I don't have no money in the bank, but I got a credit card, you know, and I need this and I need that. And so, okay, you go ahead and spend. And first thing you know, you've got your credit card up to $20,000 or $30,000. You know, I remember one day flying with a captain. We were coming back across. And now this is in 1968. And, you know, in 1968, $52,000 a year was a pretty good salary. You know that? You know, some people say, wow, $52,000 a year, pretty good salary today. Yeah, it's not bad. But in 1968, this captain I was flying with, he was making $52,000 a year. And he said, you know, I sure hope they got my paycheck when we get back. I said, well, payday was a couple of days ago. He said, I know, but they got mine messed up, and they didn't have mine. And he said, I've got to have that money to make my payments. I said, Captain, I said, surely you're not in that bad a shape. He said, I'm telling you, Thurman, he said, I've got to have that money when I get back. I've got creditors hanging out there that's got to have their money. I said, I looked him right in the eye and I said, all I got to say for you, if you're making $52,000 a year and you're living that tight, I said, you're just a very poor manager of your money. That's all I got to say to you. But that just goes to show that it makes no difference how much money you make. If you don't learn how to take care of it, you can spend it all and have nothing. Have nothing. But I had a trial. I was one of those. I wasn't making $50,000 a year at that time, but I was making a pretty good salary. But I was spending it all. And then I went out on a trip to Vietnam. And when we came back around, when I got to San Francisco, the day I left, I'd been gone about 15 days on that trip. And the day I left, I got a notice in my mailbox after I took off that I was furloughed in 30 days. That means laid off. So when I got back, I had 15 days already into this notice. They had to give me 30 days notice. And I don't have no money in the bank. I don't have no money, period. I've spent it all. I'm living thinking I'm going to have a good paycheck every month come in. Well, let me tell you, it was cut off. So we all go through those trials and tests. I remember getting in my car and telling the guy out there, I won't be back. You can have your little apartment back. You know, I've taken good care of it, and I'm going to have to move out. You can have the payment to the end of the month, but I ain't going to be back because I just been laid off. I had a little apartment out there in San Francisco, California. And so I got in my car, and I drove nonstop from San Francisco, California to Dallas, Texas, and and to Louisville, Texas, where I lived. And when I walked in, my wife at the time, she said, I told her, I said, what happened? I said, I've been laid off. She said, what? You've been laid off? She said, how are we going to live? I said, I don't know. At this point, I don't know. She said, you know we don't have no money in the bank. I said, yeah, I know. I know. I mean, that's a pretty poor way to live from payday to payday. You know that? Yeah. You know, but I know many people that do that, and I was one of those. But see, God knew that's the way I was. So he had to put me to that test and show me where I was messing up. And I says, you know, this is what I'm going to do. This is going to teach me a real lesson. And I can see God saying, oh, okay, now we're getting somewhere. I said, I'm never going to live like this again. Never. I said, from this day forth, I said, I don't know what I'm going to do. But I said, as long as the Lord will leave me healthy with these hands, I will make us a living. I can work. And so I did, and I started working on cars. I had a little shop right there at my house that I'd built, and Sunday when I went to church, somebody said, oh, Thurman, you're back in town. I said, yeah, I'm laid off. I'm going to be back in town permanent. I guess I'll be in church every Sunday from now on, because when I was flying, I was only there once in a while, you know, because I had to fly on Sunday a lot. And they said, what are you going to do? I said, well, I don't know. I guess I'm going to work on cars or something because I don't have anything else to do. And when I'm said, well, I got something that needs to be done on my car. You want to fix it? And I said, yeah. And so I took his car, and that went through the church. And the church, from the people in the church, I was able to stay busy fixing their cars and made a, you know, nice little living that I could live off of. And I give everybody a great deal on their cars. I, you know, done them a good job for a reasonable price. And, of course, I had more business than I could take care of. And I done it all in my house, right there at my little garage, right there in my house. So I made a living, but out of that, I learned a great lesson. From this day forth, don't ever spend all you have. I don't care if you don't make but $100 a month. Don't spend it all. You know, spend part of it. Take the money. Live in a house that you can afford. You know, don't live in a house that you can't afford. And too many people do that. Somebody said, well, we got this good job. I'm working. My wife's working. Now we're now making $100,000 a year, so we need to live in a $350,000 house. But we got a $100,000 house paid for. No, 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 no. Keep that little booger. Just stay right there where you are. You know, don't. The taxes go up and everything else. So, you know, don't move up. Just start saving money. And that's what I did. From that day forth, I stopped spending money. I mean, I stopped spending money. And that's why some people think that I'm, you know, well, Thurman, all you're interested in is money. That's right. I guarantee I'm interested in money, and I don't spend it foolishly. I know what I've got, and I know I've got it, and I know I work for it, and I know I ain't spending it unless I've got it. And I don't ever spend a nickel on a credit card that I can't pay when the payments come due this next month. If I ain't got the money, I don't spend it. If I don't have the money, I ain't going. You know, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go out and eat and put it on a credit card and knowing I don't have the money in the bank to take care of it. I don't do that. So I learned my lesson to not spend money. I learned my lesson to stay in a little small house. I lived in a nice little house and make the house payment, pay the insurance on it, make my little car payment. And when I got my car paid for, from that day forth, after that, I never had another car payment. Never. I did it the other way. I became the banker, and whenever I got a car, I started saving money and making payments to myself, putting it in a special account to let it draw interest. And when I got the money in the bank, when I needed another car, then I went to looking, and I paid cash for the car. When I paid cash for the car, I had to have no insurance on it except liability, and that saved me a ton of money. And I've saved enough money in my life not buying insurance on my car to pay for every car I've ever driven in my life. And I don't buy new ones. I never have bought a new car. Oh, well, I say never have. I have bought one or two, but I normally buy a car, just like that little gray gold Chrysler I drive. God gave me that car. He spoke to a Baptist preacher one day and told him to bring me that car. He could not believe the Lord spoke to him and told him. We said, Lord, what are you trying to tell me about this car? And he said, call Thurman. When he called me, he said, Thurman, you may think I'm crazy, but are you looking for a car? I said, well, yes, I am. Why? He said, because the Lord, I'm trying to trade off my Chrysler, and I cannot get the paperwork transferred. And I got completely indignant with these people on the way home. And I said, God, what is going on? And he said, I heard the Lord clearly say, call Thurman. He said, so are you looking for a car? I said, I sure am. I'm looking for one. He said, well, I've got this 97 Chrysler. I owe $5,700 on it. He said, that's the payoff on it. He said, it's got 60,000 miles on it. There's not a thing wrong with it. Would you be interested in it? I said, I'll take it. God told you to call me. It's my car. He brought that car out. He could not transfer that. He went down to American Airlines Credit Union where he had it financed. He could not get that car transferred. He tried to trade it into the dealer. He spent all day in that place trying to get the title transferred, and they couldn't get it done all day long. He said, when I left that afternoon, I was so mad at them. I thought, what is going on?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.